exercise change.
So as you know, talking the talk and walking the walk are two very different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people talk really big, but actually when it comes to taking action and walking the walk, they sort of aren't that great at making that transition. So from your personal experience, what's the best way to get started after establishing what it is that you'd like to do or the direction you'd like to head in?
You've got to find something suitable. So, I mean, I did one of the first triathlons in Cambridge when the triathlons, you know, were very, very unheard of. So, yes, I biked, and yes, I did a bit of swimming, but running wasn't great. So, you know, you have to identify your weaknesses and work on those to then get yourself into that situation where you can achieve your new goal. So, you know, in that respect, you have to have a bit of thought of how you're going to do that and work it all out.
Mm. I guess also that it comes, just my thoughts around this, it does come back to preparation, at least mental preparation again, knowing that when you do get started, especially if you are unfit or overweight, you may be quite disheartened initially, and actually preparing for the fact that you will be like that and accepting the fact that that's normal. Do you think sort of thoughts, thinking around those things can help you to sustain what you're doing when you do get started?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, we have a weight loss program going at the hospital prior to people having surgery. And we have found that, interesting enough, they're not losing weight unless there's a dietary. I mean, they're not very good at that, at looking after their diet. But what they are doing is their fitness is getting better, and so they're achieving more. So, to me, we're winning on one side. We're not winning on both sides. And so, although they might be down because they're not losing their weight, they're actually empowered and more confident to be more active and more able to be more active. So long term, that weight should come down if they address their diet as well. So in that respect, they're failing on one side, but they're gaining on another side. So we do see that quite a lot. So we're just doing research into that at the moment. So, yeah, there's swings and roundabouts in all those things that we do.
So looking at, I guess, the positive things around any sort of change that you make, instead of, because people often dwell on the negative things, and weight's a classic one.
Yeah.
Oh, my weight hasn't gone down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of dwelling on that, look at the fact that, hey, I couldn't walk 100 metres last month.
Yep.
Now I can sort of walk a good K and it's no problem.
Yeah, and we're timing those. So, it's, you know, they're tested every 6 weeks and we can see it, they can see it in black and white. That, okay, the weight's not going on, but hey, look, I can do 30 metre walk in 5 seconds quicker and they're moving better. And more importantly, they're empowered to continue that at home. In their own environment as well. And that's, to us, again, changing their lifestyle and giving them the confidence to do it is an important thing.
So just the way we think about things sometimes can...
Well, then they can realise they can do it, you know.
So that builds confidence and assists to maintain the motivation to keep doing what you're doing.